This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
For the Falcons report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We are counting down to the NFL draft. Mike, we are excited about what the future holds for our Atlanta Falcons, what that may look like. We're going to talk to our buddy Charles Davis tomorrow from NFL Network. DJ Shockley is going to stop by to talk about the Georgia angle guys and what he thinks the Falcons may or may not be doing. We got you covered. If you missed our interview with Ross Tucker earlier, go online at odyssey.com. Make sure you rewind and check that out as Ross was talking about some interesting things with us. This draft, you know, look, and Mike and I have been saying this, it is already interesting just from the quarterback stuff. We don't need a quarterback this year. We're not going for quarterback, trust me. But some of that, Mike, will help us if more quarterbacks are taken, especially if we stay at 15. And let's just say we get 3. Right now it's projected 2, but maybe we get 3 that are taken before we end up drafting. Well, then that helps us because some of these position players that we're looking at will certainly be there.
I know that we've debated edge rusher, and you know there's a couple of guys you guys really like. Carl's going to spill the tea, and we'll find out just what he's hearing from his people about what we're going to be doing. But Mykel Williams, the injury concern, that's one thing that's cropped up. Albert Breer had it, so it's out there. NFL personnel people are aware of this, that the ankle perhaps is maybe healing at a slower rate, or is it a continuous thing that needs surgery? I'm not trying to put words in a chiropractor or an orthopedist mouth, but I sure hope that's not the case, because I really like Mykel Williams, but I don't like him as much at 15 then, if that's the case.
I'm with you. And look, I'm not going to tell you they're out on Mykel. They'd be silly to say that at this point. But if you don't think the injury concerns are a part of this discussion, then you're not paying attention to how that plays with where the Falcons are. Mike, if we were coming off of a Super Bowl and we were loaded like the Philadelphia Eagles defensively,
right,
we had depth, you could take a chance and do that and it not bother you. We're not there. We're a team right now that has been the worst team when it comes to getting after the quarterback and sacking the quarterback in the National Football League for the last 4 years. And when you know that as a head coach, and you know, Mike, potentially your job is on the line, you can't play around. Here's what I'm hearing, man, and I will tell you guys, Thursday we're going to dive as much as we can into, you know, the last-minute things that we're hearing. But, Mike, everybody's talking about, and I just want to use this as an example, Shamar Stewart, right? We've spent a lot of time talking about the kid out of A&M. What if I told you he's just an average guy? What if I told you he is not special in the way that some of these other edge rushers are?
Was he just a guy who popped to the combine? That's where all this hype came? Because you said it. What was his situation when he was at College Station? Out of shape? The weight they asked him to play at? Why aren't the stats there?
All right, so 3 years in a row, and I'm throwing this out there for you guys because a lot of people are saying, all right, if this guy's not there, I'm just telling you this. 1.5 sacks every year he was there, Mike, sophomore, junior, senior year, 1.5 sacks. he wasn't even the best edge rusher or pass rusher on the Texas A&M team. All right? That goes to Nick Skorton, who, by the way, is ranked lower than he is because everybody has Shamar Stewart because of what you're talking about, the physical traits. But Skorton is a much better pass rusher. He's a much better projected player by a lot of people. And, Mike, here's a guy that you could get in the second round potentially and really help your pass rush. But I'm just saying, that's an example of guys that I will tell you right now, I don't think they're in on. I think everybody's talking about Shamar Stewart because of his physicality and all this. I don't think he's a day one guy.
Okay.
All right? Walter Nolan.
Ole Miss.
Defensive tackle. All right? And you're going to say, wait a minute, Dukes, we're going to draft a defensive tackle? We might, but it might not be the 15th pick.
Yeah, we could see. I like that. And by the way, we need some more help either way.
We do.
In that position. We need more guys in that rotation.
Mike, we're not deep enough.
No. It's Rook, and then you get into all these guys that have been around this team for a couple of years, plus Onyemata, who's average at best.
And on the tail end.
Right.
Walter Nolan, best interior pass rusher in this draft. I'm telling you.
Can you trade down to Pittsburgh? Could you trade down to the Chargers and get him?
I would love that.
That's 21 or 22.
And you know what? And we're picking up picks. I would love to see that happen. I really would. I'm giving you a couple of names, okay? By the way, kid 6'4", 300 pounds. If you didn't watch Ole Miss this year, just let me tell you this. And Dog fans, no offense, he dominated the Dogs' offensive line, okay?
In the rain and Ole Miss. Correct. By the way, Steelers don't have all the draft equity. We need Chargers would. Okay. Chargers have more picks to use. Just for argument's sake, that's 22.
All right, so then that's where you want to be. That's where I would love to be, and I'm throwing this out there to tell you, if you're going to improve this defense, we're not only going to go edge, we're going to go defensive tackle. Let's go get the best guys available. Here's the other thing, Mike, and this is the kicker for me. Mike Green is a day one starter and a difference maker. You guys do realize, or maybe you don't, you know who his agent is? Michael Penix's agent.
Ah, okay.
The Falcons really like Mike Green.
I like Mike Green. Now, do you like Mike Green?
I love Mike Green. But I'm not going to tell you for sure. I'm not 100%. Just like I wasn't when it came to Penix. I just said, look, I feel like this is, they have some conviction here, and it's crazy. I know it's crazy. But Mike, I feel like, and everybody's saying, oh, he's got red flags. Mike Green has less red flags than a bunch of other guys that we've talked about. And when you talk about, you know, whether it's Pierce or some of these other guys, you go, well, wait a minute. If you do the in-depth stuff on these guys and guys are telling me, well, you know what, here's my concern, or teams are saying that, I'm just telling you this is where we need to be. If you're going to really improve, and I'm giving you a second, maybe even a third-round pick if we happen to pick one up. The first-round pick is going to be very interesting because there are many ways that we can go. But, Mike, I need a day-one starter. This dude is that.
And that's the guy. That's the dude that we talked about at the Senior Bowl. Made all the headlines for just throwing around some Oregon Ducks like ducks, you know, down there at the practice in the one-on-ones. Now, we've discussed him at length. He was basically they agreed to part company from Charlottesville up at UVA over something that was never charged over. And again, Green was asked about it, so there's accusations. I've never been questioned. I've never been asked. So I think we look at Micah Parsons. There was some similar stuff going back to his high school time that was around Micah Parsons. You have to go back and look at these pre-draft, and you can see what was said about him.
Let me ask you this. Stukes and Bell Sports Radio. It doesn't bother me either. Let me ask you this. If Mike Hill is there and Green, and they went Green, are Falcon fans PO'd?
I don't think maybe as some will be, because some guys are not going to know who Mike Green is.
Okay.
Some guys, as much as we hope you listen every day, haven't followed the process, aren't familiar with him. 17.5 sacks at Marshall this year. This guy's been a beast. And what he did at the Senior Bowl, and he was at Division I, again, at UVA, you'll know Michael Williams. But Michael Williams, the scary part now is, we've said, what is he? Is he a hand in the dirt? Can he be a double-digit sack guy in the NFL? We also know that Kirby puts guys in the league that once you figure out how you're going to use them, they're going to be the best. So I can see both sides of it. But I'd be happy either way. I think some Georgia fans, some Falcon fans would be upset.
404-726-0929.
But we've been pumping Mike Green from the jump. What about some of the other, just real quick, some other randos? Jihad Campbell, by the way, doctors have said he will be ready for training camp with the torn labrum, the former Alabama linebacker.
Yep.
He visited the Cowboys and the Falcons. So his name is out there. We'll tell you who's at Falcons today coming up.
Yeah, he's a sideline to sideline guy. I mean, he's legit.
So, I mean,
Jihad is good.
I like him. I certainly like, you know, we talked about, you know, other options for this Falcon team. But if you're trading down, I'm not sure that, you know, he'd be there in that 15 to 25.
Well, that's the thing. See, if you're talking about value, that's why I bring up Nick Skorton. if you're going to go get the best pass rusher off the A&M defense and you keep hearing that it's Shamar Stewart, it's not. I mean, there's two Shamars, by the way. There's Shamar Turner.
Could Jalen Walker fall to us, by the way?
And Shamar Stewart. Yeah. If Jalen Walker's there, Mike, you got to take him.
Right.
I know, but I've got my concerns, but you got to take him.
Right.
To me, now that would be a mistake. If you're telling me Jalen and Green are there, you got to take Jalen. Because Jalen is a top five player in the draft, not at position. So to me, that's the fundamental thing. We're just telling you, there's many ways we can go. But there are some guys they're more in on than others.
Hey, let me ask you this, because you're dialed in. We're going to tell you real quick who was at camp today. You're going to be like, who? What about the Donovan Ezeraku, the kid out of Boston College?
He's nice.
Okay, we have not really focused on him.
Nobody knows who he is,
6'3", 248.
Yes.
We talked about Michael Williams Green. We've talked about Pierce.
Yep.
Okay, but latest CBS Sports mock draft has us taking him at 15 from BC.
Look,
16 and a half sacks last year.
That would be a guy that our most Falcon fans would go, who?
That would be the one you'd be ticked off of over Michael Williams if he's available. Because, who's this dude from Boston College?
You would be. But he's pretty damn good. And everybody I've talked to likes him. The problem is nobody has him ranked higher than these other guys.
Right.
So
Green, if you put a gun to my head, please don't. I go with Mike Green.
I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you. And again, it's no guarantee. But when you start to have convictions about players like they did last year about Michael Penix, and it becomes a real possibility – if they are in position to do it. And that's the thing we don't know. Guys, we don't.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know if we're staying at 15.